That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Before we get things going today with the good news and the bad news, I do have a serious question for you, Mahoney. This is day three or day four in a row that you have not worn a Tommy Bahama shirt. I believe that the summer of Bahama at this point is officially over.
No, it's at the dry cleaners.
No, it can't possibly be at the dry cleaner for this long.
I just haven't gone and picked them up.
I actually think it's been all week.
Has it been all week?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, it's been all week. Summer Bahamas officially over.
No, it is not.
You ruined it.
No, it is
you
not.
Ruined it.
It's a vacation from a vacation.
Is that what it is?
They needed to be clean. They're getting a little rank.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't take a week to get shirts dry.
Yeah, but it takes a week for me to get my ass over to the dry cleaner.
All of your Tommy Bahama shirts?
I took all but one of them.
Okay.
The one I got married in.
Oh, your special one?
My special Tommy Bahama.
Because I didn't.
That's right. You got married in a special Tommy Bahama shirt?
My wife's favorite one that she likes. And then, So I didn't want to bring that in with all 50 others or 55 other Tommy Bahama shirts that I have because it could get lost.
Risk losing, yeah.
What a treat for her. She one time said, I like that one. And you decided, that's my wife's favorite one. I'm going to marry her in that.
I said, pick one out, and that's the one she picked.
Pick one out, girl. Aww. Treat yourself.
Right. Uh-huh. Go to that closet in the guest bedroom and gaze upon the splendor of Tommy Bahama in that
and
closet.
And then graze upon this hot body on our wedding night.
That's right. Nice.
Well, some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first?
Why don't we start today's show off, Dave, with some bad news?
Carl Edgar Littlejohn, 38 years old, appeared in court in New Zealand after pleading guilty to possessing a weapon and two counts of intentional damage following an incident that went down on June the 2nd. He had borrowed a Subaru from a friend. Mm-hmm. You know, just borrow a Subaru.
Can I
borrow your Subaru?
Let me borrow that Subaru.
6 months later, he had not returned it, so I think that's technically stealing a Subaru.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, it's just an extended borrow.
Well,
you forget to return, like, dishes that people leave over your house. Sometimes you forget to return the Subaru.
Take back the Subaru. The man turned up with a friend at his house to reclaim the Subaru from Little John.
Mm-hmm.
And Little John was at home, but he was very drunk and rather upset. And so he became enraged at this group. How dare you come demand my sub? Ownership is defined by possession. And I have owned this now for the last 6 months. And so he did what any normal person would do. He busted out an axe.
Oh!
Smashed all the windows of the first victim's car before turning his attention to a Nissan that belonged to another.
Oh, not the Nissan. Not the niece.
Yeah. So the... The niece and the Sue both got messed up pretty bad, along with whatever the other victim's car was, not listed.
When asked for comment, Lil John had this to say. Yeah!
Am I guilty?
Back in 2017, he actually made headlines. For 23 months, he was jailed because he raided two gas stations. Same Lil John.
Yeah!
And he made off with $6,000 worth of cigarettes.
Yeah!
$1,000.
That's Cardi B, Dave.
No, doesn't he does something like that too, right?
He does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, he does. Okay.
Yeah. Not like Kurt.
I didn't go. Oh, Kurt. Wait. Come on, man.
That's God, kinda, you guys.
I'm so white.
Kind of what you were doing over there. Also, you missed the
audience. Like, I'm so embarrassed for you.
Did you hit the part where he said he had consumed 2 24 packs of beer before this evening?
Well, 24 packs?
He was pretty loaded. And anytime that you get somebody named Tiny or Little John, they're always enormous.
I found it interesting. Do you think he described it as 2 24 packs because he can't count to 48?
I had 4 12 packs. I had 8 6 packs. So I have some good news today as well. A couple is holding a community baby shower and giving gifts to 150 new moms.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Jonathan and Cindy Strawbridge, who live in York, Pennsylvania, have a 2-year-old son, and they know how expensive basics like diapers and baby clothes can be. Last week, they put together 150 different gift baskets, then gave them away to new moms and dads who are struggling and didn't get to have a baby shower of their own.
Oh, that is amazing.
Isn't that nice?
What would you say is the most expensive? Is it the diapers?
The formula? Super expensive, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't have another option. It's like, you don't want to get the
cheap stuff,
leg formula for your baby, like the it's
cheaper
be...
dog food for your dog. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you can't. You're like, you're my baby.
Yeah.
You're consuming that. That's the only thing you're gonna eat all day.
So, man, you get some Del Taco tacos.
Just puree it.
You get like 20 tacos for like $5. You're good to go.
You can't give your kid whatever that is. I don't even know if you can call it ground beef.
They got a straw. They got to learn. Get some Del Scorcho on there.
This is how you survive in the wilderness, my young one.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Del Scorcho, or the hot version of Del Taco's hot sauce, better than Taco Bell's. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Really? That's a pretty strong statement.
I'm just gonna put that out there.
Nothing is better than Taco Bell. Give me a cheesy gordita crunch with a little bit of hot sauce on there.
You don't even eat Taco Bell. Once a year.
I love Taco Bell. I eat all the time.
Don't live that life.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Time for our first check of the voicemail this morning, and if you ever have anything you'd like to share with us, you can always send it over to us by giving us a buzz on the voicemail line. Come on, little buddy. I'm stalling because the computer's slow this morning.
What's the leave a message?
All right, I got a tough question for you, but I'm sure you guys can like come up with an answer. I just want to know what were like the three most unlikely things that you guys did today? Like just things that were just completely out of the ordinary that just aren't normal.
Message deleted.
Today?
That's pretty early, buddy.
My breakfast was, I had two giant lemon heads for breakfast.
Okay, that is strange. Let's take it the last 24 hours. Strangest things that you did.
Well, I mean, all mine are food related. All I've done is eaten and slept.
Sleeped?
Yeah, sleeped.
Slept.
Nah, man, I slept.
Okay.
I slept up in this bitch.
Did you do, not even top three, did you do anything out of the ordinary yesterday?
I'm a pretty normal human being. Like, I didn't, like, do anything crazy. I worked out. Woo!
So, we're getting some work done in our backyard.
Okay.
And last night, in between shows, I made my wife get up off the couch and walk around in our backyard just so we could look at it together.
Aww.
Not bad. That's
not exciting,
that
though.
It's kind of weird. It's not
no, it's
done.
Not.
There's
you
just like
got
a bunch of like glass
done.
Shards and I don't know. There's chunks of concrete and stuff all over the place.
That's part of the construction. It's not done yet.
Yeah.
I will say I did finish the show, a new show on Amazon, which I wasn't sure I was going to like, but I binged like 8 episodes in a day and a half. That Carnival Row show with Orlando Bloom and Cara Devine, whatever her name is.
Uh-huh. Pretty good?
It was good, but not like I don't know if I would recommend it.
My wife,
it was weird.
You're sucked in because you're invested.
I watched
super weird.
It was weird, but I liked it for a different reason than I thought. I thought it was going to be like one way, and it was completely different.
Ian, have you watched that Euphoria show on HBO yet?
No, I haven't. I've heard so many good things about it, and I've heard there's a lot of nudity too.
I mean, it's just so many dongs. But
yes,
like I've heard flaccid ones, like flaccid dongs.
That's Righteous Gemstones.
Righteous Gemstones.
Also,
they intentionally, like Danny McBride said that he wants to have a flaccid one in every episode, which is pretty hilarious.
I'm more for male nudity.
Huh?
I said I am pro male nudity.
Okay. Huh? Good.
Yeah, man. Like okay. if I don't
embrace your body.
Because I want to see other people who look weird.
Yeah.
Like, start putting some weird looking junk on the screen.
That's a problem though. It's like they cut to the scene in the locker room. I'm like, man, all of them are bigger.
Not on the Righteous Gemstones.
Not on the Righteous Gemstones. Doing pretty good with that Chad guy or whatever. Yeah.
Which bold move on his part.
Yeah, right?
You know,
like that's what you got going on. You agree? Just a full frontal?
Hell doesn't paint him a lot,
man.
Right?
Probably not. Probably just not a lot of offers. So whatever they offered him was 100% more than anyone else had ever offered him to get naked on camera.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you had to choose today, what would you put on your headstone? Any pictures or just a quick little father or son?
Message deleted.
I'm getting cremated. I might have a headstone.
Yeah, I'm getting cremated too.
Are you really?
I don't want to be buried.
No,
why?
I don't want worms eating. I just think of like worms entering my casket.
Barbecue this ass up.
Who cares?
What? What do you mean who cares? I care now.
Dead.
In my life now, I care at the thought of a worm eating my corpse.
Yeah. I want the ability, if the zombie apocalypse hits, I want the ability to come back.
You're going
to
be stuck.
Well, I will too.
See, here's the thing about the zombie apocalypse, why it's garbage.
I was a good swimmer, man. You don't know.
Like you're not going to be able to break out from 6 feet of dirt while you're in a casket. You're not going to be able to generate the force to get that lid open.
But what if you have a pact with somebody to dig you up?
But the zombie apocalypse is happening, man. Nah, man. I don't want
to. You're going to fight off all the other zombies.
I'm going to leave a bunch of... My dying wish is not to have anything on my headstone. It's to leave a bunch of shovels right around it just in case.
I got you, bro. Just
the shovels are the headstone.
Yeah, waiting for the zombie apocalypse. Is that what you're getting on your headstone?
Yep. Then?
Okay. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. So I decided to call in and just ask, you know, what your favorite colors are. And I know it's a simple question, but I want you guys to explain to me why they're your favorite. And how does it make you guys feel?
Message deleted.
Shut up. It's shut your stupid face.
It is so stupid ridiculous question. How when you're a kid, they make you decide what your favorite color is. Like, do you really care about colors?
It's usually the colors that you wear the most, I would think.
Black and blue. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Green. That
way
money.
That way you can't see my bruises.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I do like nacho cheese yellow also.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So the poor billionaire Sackler family who owns Purdue Pharma, that is widely considered to be one of the founders of the opioid crisis, if you want to call it that.
Uh-huh. Certainly did a lot to advance it and really expand the proliferation of opioids all across America.
I feel so bad for them. They're now being fined billions and billions of dollars.
And it may get into their own personal billions now.
That's what they're saying. So they are willing to give up ownership of the company and pay an additional $3 to $4.5 billion from their personal wealth to settle more than 2,000 lawsuits against the drug maker that accuses them of fueling the opioid crisis.
Not enough. These people need to be in prison.
Over the last two decades, the last 20 years, they profited off of people getting hooked on opioids. They bribed doctors to oversubscribe it. They are directly responsible for many of the people. And don't get me wrong, like, there is personal responsibility.
Absolutely.
Like, you have a responsibility not to fall into that trap. Everyone has personal responsibility. But when there's people flying around on private jets that are profiting off of people that are getting addicted, that are dying, and are getting locked up. Like, the individuals that have the personal responsibility, when they falter on that, they're the ones that end up in the ground or in jail. Yep. Meanwhile, these a-holes are flying around.
Billions.
On private jets.
Making billions
of dollars off of people's lives being ruined. They should be thrown in jail.
Yeah, this two-tiered system of, you know, when you see the banks, when they do wrong, they just get
a
slap on the wrist for something like that.
It's a fraction of a percentage of their net worth.
When they destroy communities, when they just, you know, destroy countries, or when you see pharmaceutical companies like this who knowingly work towards getting more people. They did. They knowingly went to...
Knowingly. No, it's not knowingly.
They knowingly.
It's not knowingly.
It's like New England. Knowingly. They knowingly went towards...
New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Wait, Patriots.
They went towards pushing this product that knew was super addicted, didn't tell people the warning signs of it. Like, that's the thing. I think 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we didn't know how addictive...
Well, they did.
But we as consumers didn't know how addictive OxyContin was. I remember...
Listen to this number.
Do you remember Rush Limbaugh getting addicted to, like, whatever that was, like, 12 years ago? And you go, like, how... Like, I didn't even know what OxyContin was back then. And I'm like, why is Rush Limbaugh buying bootleg OxyContin in a Denny's parking lot or an IHOP parking lot? And then you go, oh, yeah, because he's addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
That's why.
Prescription opioids since the late 1990s have killed more than 218,000 Americans.
It's a real epidemic. This is the biggest epidemic since crack we saw in the 80s as far as drug addiction goes. And
it's prescribed by your doctor, so you feel like it's safe, right?
Yes.
So I'm glad that the hammer is finally starting to drop on these people. Whatever the punishment is, it's not enough.
Not enough.
So two U.S. fighter jets nearly hit a couple of skydivers.
How?
Well, because the fighter jets were out for a cruise.
Yeah.
And the skydivers were plunging towards the English countryside at 125 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost got hit by two U.S. fighter jets. So the two jumpers could have easily been killed, and they would have instantly been killed had they run into the F-15s as they tumbled in the air over Cambridge on April 17th. And a report says the board was shown GoPro footage filmed from the helmet of one of the parachute jumpers, and you can clearly see the F-15s passing beneath them.
Oh.
So you're plummeting towards the earth, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, you see the spider jets coming.
Is it going to hit me?
And they luckily went underneath them, but terrifying.
You think if you,
glad they're safe.
You think if the F-15 had hit them, they have like little windshield wipers to like,
the F-15s weren't going nearly as fast as they can.
Yeah.
So they're going 350 miles an hour.
Oh, that's nothing.
But they can go 1,600 miles an hour. Isn't that insane?
Well, I can't even process that. Yeah.
If it's under you, I don't know, man. Like, it would be like if it flew beside you, that would be one thing. But like under you, I'm like, whatever.
I guess the U.S. pilots had been told that there were skydivers out that day. And I don't know if they were like kind of
messing with them,
buzzing them a little bit. But I'm like, hey, man, not cool.
What would you do? Well, first of all, would you ever skydive, Mahoney?
No, I'm good on that.
He's too fat. No offense.
How dare you?
No offense.
How dare you?
I'm not. You were too fat to ride in an actual fighter jet.
Well, that's completely different.
No, I know. But I mean, there's limits is what I'm saying.
I'm too tall to ride in a fighter jet, Dave. And too fat.
Yeah, all right.
It's both. Height and wide.
Every direction is wrong.
Yeah.
Would you?
No. I think I would say yes leading up into it, and then the week of, I would be like, hell no. No, I don't think I could do it.
Did it once.
Fun?
Yeah, I mean, until they pull the cord, and then it yanks you. You know, there's like, because you have these little straps right down by your junk, and it just, I mean, even if it doesn't like actually hurt your junk, just like that pressure all of a sudden on that
you
area.
Lose your breath a little bit.
You're just like, hee. And, you know, the yank itself is painful, but then, like, as you're floating down, it's just like all of your weight is right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's somebody strapped to your back, which is also kind of weird. Because you sort of have to make small talk. He's like, did you enjoy that? You're like, yes.
Yeah. What is that rubbing on my shoulder?
are we at least going to dinner later or something? I love you.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, if you're anything like me, if you're feeling a little down in the dumps, maybe it's been a rough week, maybe you're not feeling great about yourself, you turn to the internet to make you feel better.
You're feeling down in the dumps today?
No, because thankfully I have my trusty internet right by my side.
You've subscribed to some, your array of self-help podcasts.
No, it's more people on social media that just provide me with words of wisdom. You know, it's like you think about the great minds of our time and you think about the teachings of Jesus and Gandhi. And
is that our times?
Well, I mean, like
people
like that
are
still
all dead before we were born.
They're still revered, you know, like those teachings have held up over history.
Okay.
And then I also think, you know who else I should subscribe to? This weightlifter on Instagram.
This Instagram therapist.
And Ian, you kind of got on a kick there where there was a lot of bodybuilders that were pretty clearly juiced up. What do we have featured this week?
Well, today we have, again, very low-end motivational speakers, but one of them is indeed a bodybuilder, and he takes inspiration from an unlikely source.
Let's get fired up together.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Wise Words from the Web.
Do you believe in you? Do you believe in yourself? Yes, you believe in yourself? I just wanted to let you know that a penny saved is a penny earned.
Penny earned. Did you know that?
You can do it.
Did you know a penny saved is a penny earned?
Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to achieve, you can do it.
Hi guys, Mehmu, self-lover. I'm not a motivational speaker, you know. I don't have Lambos and, you know, Raris or whatever, not millions of dollars. But what I can tell you is I love what I do. Do what you love, and you'll do that once you love yourself. So basically both the things are connected. It's turning into a motivational speech right now. Initially, I won't even lie, it was pretty rough because basically you don't have any idea and everything seems hard. But once you start doing it, everything falls into place. Literally do what you love in life because this is just one shot. Like, you know, life won't happen again. The camera is rolling all the time. Like, you know, it's just one shot. So you gotta do what you gotta do, you know. You gotta do what you love and start loving yourself, guys. Love yourself.
If I was going to change the world, then I needed to start with myself. I had to push myself to the limit, both mentally and physically, which is where I drew inspiration from Hugh Jackman, the Wolverine. Then I went and saw the Wolverine on opening night. It blew me away, but the one thing that stuck with me was Hugh Jackman. It was like he leapt out of the screen, slapped me in the face, and told me to get my act together. While everyone else was out drinking and partying, I was in the gym, working my butt off every single day. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But I've never felt more alive.
That was another motivating edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Web. Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So widely regarded around the world as some of the nicest people are Canadians, right?
Traditionally, yeah. When you think of a country that has nice people, Canada is probably the number one that comes to mind.
The animals that come out of Canada, though, total a-holes.
I mean, what other animals besides geese come out of?
Canadian geese. Those are the ones that, that come out of there. But Canadian meese, also very mean. Let me give you an example. A British Columbia school district's office had an unusual break-in when confused, deliberate moose from a pack of meese smashed its way in and out of the back office. The conservation officer tweeted a photo showing the mess left behind by the moose.
Rude.
A moose mess.
Mm-hmm. The tweet said the moose from the pack of meese crashed its way into the back of the office. And today, a moose decided it was not cool for school and broke its way. God, of course. This is the official statement from the cops. Today, a moose decided it was too cool for school and broke its way in and out of the Fort St. John School District office. We are not sure why. Unfortunately, the moose has not learned how to open doors prior. The moose was located and determined to be fine, all things considered.
Ugh. They are gigantic. I've never been around one in person, but I think if I were to look a moose square in the eyes, I would terrify.
You have to look up. They're
really?
Huge.
Yeah, they're monstrous. They're giant. Like
YouTube the video of the people, the cross-country skiers that are out, and this moose goes galloping by them at full clip through snow would come up to about our waist. And it has to be going like close to 30 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. It's terrifying. Running along at a clip.
And they're like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
We're dead.
Oh, no.
And then he just goes right by.
Why'd you just sound like Jabba the Hutt?
Oh, Solo. Look at moose. Oh.
I was watching a video, two or three days ago? And it was about a baby moose who had gotten stuck. He got stuck on a fence.
Little buddy.
And you could just see the panic in his eye. But he's a little moose, you know, so he's like...
He's just figuring it out.
Oh, Solo.
But, like, it was like one of those wooden fences, you know, like a wooden privacy fence that his little hooves got stuck between them, and he was just panicking, and then people came over and they rescued him.
Those commercials do get me, where it's like the animal stuck and it's like pass on human kindness, and it's like the person like lifting up the little deer over the guardrail so he can be with his mama. Yeah,
those are just sad animals.
Yeah, those are sad animals. No, I'm talking about the ones where like people are helping animals out,
like the ducks.
There's the one that's floating around on social over the last couple of weeks of like the dog that looks like it's drowning and the cop running over you've seen that and him helping him out, and you're like, oh my god.
I just watched this one earlier that was actually an Italian cop who was rescuing a kitten and he starts weeping, this big buff Italian cop, and he's just like
Well, everything about these Canadian animals being mean, it's one thing when they're being mean up in Canada to the very nice Canadian people, because it kind of balances out.
Yeah.
But now the feral hogs are invading America, and they're Canadian feral hogs. Wildlife officials say feral hogs from Canada are encroaching on Montana's northern border.
Build a wall.
I think we can all agree on the funding for that. Keep the Canadian feral hogs out of here.
That's right.
Poor Montana.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe you hid something from yourself. Maybe you just lost it. You found it in a ridiculous place. Kevin said, I found my remote in the fridge. My remote in the fridge.
Done that.
You carry it with you over there to grab yourself a drink or something to snack on, and you just set it down while you're opening a drawer. It happens.
Marty said, I'm always hiding stuff from myself, especially money. I found $1,200 rolled up in a sock and don't remember when I put it there. Very happy about that find.
Wow. That's an awesome sneaky thing to do.
A sock.
All places, right?
I know people who hide. Do you hide any of your valuables at your house?
No, I'll find myself doing that, like, if I'm traveling, like, if I'm on the road and I'm in a hotel and I have valuables that I don't bring with me when I leave the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Because like if there's somebody, yeah. And so I'll hide them in like my backpack and stuff, or like in my suitcase somewhere.
That's hiding. They're just gonna steal the whole suitcase.
I never thought about that.
My wife.
No, but I will. I'll hide stuff in my suitcase or whatever, and then I'll forget where I put it.
My
all
wife
the time.
Hides her like laptop and hides her like rings
at home.
At home, anytime we leave, like even if it's just like a short trip, always hides all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Which, I mean, like...
Does she not bring, like, the rings on, like, her wedding ring and stuff on trips?
Depends on what kind of trip we're going on, you know? Yeah. Like, but, like, even if we're going to, like, the store, if we're going to, like, a hardware store or something, or for some place where she wouldn't want to be wearing a ring, she'll, like, leave it at home.
But she'll hide it at the house?
She'll hide it.
Even if you're in town?
Yes!
See, I don't trust myself like that because I would lose the ring. If it's not on my person, it's gonna be lost.
Which, she's probably pretty smart, like, hiding her laptop and hiding all her stuff, because my stuff's just out everywhere.
Yeah.
As soon as you come into the house, they're gonna steal all my stuff. And all her stuff's still going to be there.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Jess said, not me hiding things, but I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, so I always have to check their usual hiding places whenever the keys or remote go missing. Worst game of hide and seek ever.
I thought she was going to say she loses her kids. She's like misplaced her child once.
Is there anything that your daughter keeps taking and misplacing for you? Or
no, but if I'm missing something, I'll ask her where it is, and she doesn't intentionally hide it. But if she grabs something and she's playing with it, she'll leave it somewhere. Mm. Luckily, she's got a pretty good memory about where it is.
Yeah.
Because is there anything worse than when you're in a rush and you can't find your keys?
Oh,
it's the worst.
God.
I mean, you're literally just, all of a sudden, it turns into double dare. Like, you're just flipping everything in your house.
Happened to me
the other day. Place.
That's why you need your old school wood shop key holder.
Yeah,
you know,
that thing just, like right by the door that's just
out
of reach.
Yeah. For the kids.
Amanda said, I lost my beautiful heirloom wedding ring from my husband's family over 2 years ago. I was devastated, even though he was beyond sweet and replaced it with, you know, something similar. Last month, he dropped a sock between the dryer and the washer and went to fish it out. His makeshift fishing stick had my ring on the end of it along with his sock when it came out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet she was so happy. There's nothing that's more devastating than losing your wedding ring.
I feel like that's
pretty bad.
That's like a sign right there, right? Like, I feel like there's, like, somebody, like, her grandma or whoever.
Her dead grandma.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe her dead grandma tried to steal it back and dropped it in between the washer and dryer.
If something goes in between the washer and dryer or behind the washer and dryer, it's gone
it's
forever.
It's gone, yeah. You're like, see you later.
I'm like, I know that sock is probably or a fire hazard back there.
Yeah,
but
you look down and you just see it sitting there all covered in all the lint and whatever that other dust is.
Forever gone. Ugh.
Devin said, not me, but my husband, his wallet, thought it was lost, canceled all the credit cards and all of that. Found it in the freezer 2 weeks later.
The wallet freezer.
Have you ever lost a wallet in a car?
Yes.
When you lose anything in a car, like when you're having to root around, like your head is down on the mat and you're looking underneath the seat and you're like got your hand down there and you find a bunch of rogue French fries and a piece of candy corn.
Always
and
hair.
Sticky pennies.
Lots of hair.
What's going on here?
I lost my wallet. This is probably when I was like 18 years old. I lost it and, you know, decent amount of money because I was a server at the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, debit cards weren't really as prevalent as they are now. So lost it after a night of work or whatever and get pulled over 2 or 3 months later, replace my license, everything in there, all the cards, and get pulled over. And a cop's like, I searched everywhere, searched in my car, searched in the house, could not find it. Get pulled over by a cop. He like pulls me out of the car and starts searching my car and ends up finding my wallet. It was somehow under the seat and up in the like
little springs. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Must have had a fierce bump.
Whatever it was, but it was the
so
best.
Like jump up in
how
there?
How else would it have gotten up there?
He was looking for drugs, which did not find any, but did find my wallet. Which
like,
was,
I already took all the drugs.
They're in my butt.
Elena's. What are these? It's so many drugs. How'd you fit them all in there?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like an unusual bust of 16 tons of cocaine was found today. And one man's butt just outside of St. Louis.
No, Dave, it was crack.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what's something that you lost or you hid from yourself? Took you a long time to find, and when you did, it was in a pretty ridiculous place. Elena said an iPod was lost for so long, I even accused my, at the time, teenage daughter of stealing it and giving it to her friends. Like 5 years later, something like a mouse died in the closet of my mom's house, and my sister and I were cleaning it out. We decided to get rid of some of the coats and purses being hoarded in there. We found the iPod in one of my old furry coats.
Oh, I've done that. Found something in a coat of mine and had no idea it was there. It used to happen a lot whenever I was bartending. I'd come back home with like random items in each pocket, pulling out like the bar, like the bottle top openers.
Uh-huh.
One time whenever I first moved to Vegas, I was like, oh, wow, here's $300 in a pocket.
$300?
Really use that
Wow. So $300 is a lot. You know, finding a 20 feels like Christmas.
Even a five.
Yeah.
Five is solid. 20 is like, woo, 300.
Ooh, look out.
I'd faint.
I did. I think I cried, honestly. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Was it
I'm so poor.
Elena, the bad thing for her, though, is that like if you find an iPod 5 years later, it's kind of outdated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the playlist, though, what a nostalgia thing to find.
You still got your Zune?
I had a Zune. I forgot all about them.
You and Dave are the only two people on the planet
that bought Zunes.
I think my...
It was a superior product.
Yeah.
It was.
Crosby said, found my social security card that had been missing for a year underneath a British 20-pound note. Oddly, I haven't been overseas since 2007.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
So, for
Ghosts.
Me, I lost something that was probably... the worst thing I could have possibly lost at any given moment of my life a few years ago, made a film.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And did not want to keep said film on my phone.
Uh-oh.
So I burned it to a DVD.
No, you did not.
Uh-oh.
Labeled it something else that I would think that I could remember. Because I had a giant collection
of
mixed martial arts DVDs.
Oh, no.
And then, you know, a year or two ago, was like, all right, I don't need all these DVDs, so I donated them.
What did you name the DVD?
I don't know. I don't know.
It was probably one of your, like, because Pride Mixed Martial Arts used to be a really big deal. He used to have all these Pride DVDs.
It's not one of those. I went through them all.
Somebody busted out a Pride DVD, and they're going to be all... all disappointed it's, like, it's heterosex.
This is a different kind of pride.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
I got a girl.
6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, I didn't say there was somebody with me.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever lost something or hid something from yourself and you found it in a ridiculous place? Kimberly said, I was at the park with my kid and met up with a friend and her daughter. 5 minutes later, I suddenly realized she wasn't keeping an eye on her kid and started frantically looking for her and exclaimed, where is she? And my friend looked at me stunned and pointed out that I was holding her.
Oh.
Well, wow.
I mean,
at least she didn't really lose her.
That's the best case scenario, right?
Yeah. Certainly. I mean, but that happens all the time. You're looking for your glass. The worst was when I had glasses before LASIK, when I was looking for my glasses and they're on my face.
Yeah.
First up.
Or you're talking on the phone and you're frantically walking around the house and looking for your phone and then you're like, oh.
What I do in the morning, and I don't know if this happens to you, is like you're looking for your wallet and your keys, but you're holding them, walking around looking for them. Because you're half asleep and you're just kind of like, you feel in your pockets and you're like, oh my God, where are my wallet and keys? And then they're like, walk around the house three times and you realize, oh, they're in my left hand.
I have two small pets and I lose them kind of frequently. I lose them all the time, like in my house. Like, where are you?
And Blue, when you say two small pets, you mean dogs, not like gerbils or something,
no,
right?
Yeah, I have two tiny dogs and they'll like just, I'll get them lost and underneath pillows or blankets they burrow.
I like this one on our text line at 73100. I was one of those douchebags who bought a class ring in high school and thought I had lost it. Almost 10 years later, I took a pair of pants out of my closet and it fell out of the pocket.
10 years later.
Did you guys have a class ring? Did you buy one?
I never bought one.
Never bought one.
I bought the most expensive. Of course
you did.
I convinced my parents to buy me the most expensive
one. This spoiled rich kid over here. Only child.
Oh, no.
In the lap of luxury.
We weren't rich. I was an only child. There's a big, big difference.
Same thing, though.
Oh, no.
At least where I come from.
Oh, yeah.
If you had the biggest class ring, I bet you had a Letterman jacket.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I had a Letterman jacket my freshman year because I was
here we go.
I was a freshman
we don't
who lettered,
need
Dave.
Okay, we get
so
it.
So I needed a Letterman's jacket
in
for
volleyball.
That letter. Still varsity.
I found my car keys in the bottom of a full cup of coffee. I'd come home a few days earlier, nearly peeing my pants. I was struggling with the key and trying not to go on myself while on the porch. Well, I finally got the door unlocked. I guess I just tossed my keys in my cup of old coffee from that day.
Oh, my God.
Instead of in my purse, I looked everywhere and finally gave up. Called a locksmith. Not even an hour after the locksmith left is when I found them while I was doing the dishes.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
That's wild. The proximity effect. I don't know if you've read about the proximity effect. It's a real thing.
Like, whenever you're getting closer to the toilet?
Whenever you get...
for sure it is.
Like, it is. They've done scientific studies on this. Like, you can hold it for like 3 hours, but the moment you get like into your garage, like all hell is breaking loose.
And especially, I'll take it a step further. If you're in a public restroom and you make the mental decision, all right, I'm not going to wait till I get home from Target. I just have to go. That walk as you're looking for the bathroom in the store and you're like, where is it? There it is. And like as you get closer, it's worse. Getting and it's worse. Literally like as you're unbuckling your pants. Like, oh, God, please. Oh.
Even just with pee.
All of it.
Not with just,
We've had like on road trips, like the wife and I've had to like pull over on like kind of remote like turnoffs to go because there was no stopping it.
Wow.
That train was...
Number one or number two?
Number one. Okay, not number two. Like, she would not have married me.
Jessica said, last year I hid my car keys in a bag of chips that I gave my coworker in an attempt to get rid of junk food to get it out of my life. She didn't go eat them until the next day. I was confused and panicked overnight. What happened to my car keys? Brian said, my friend from Houston sent me some money to place a couple of bets for him. It was for the Rockets to win it all. As the postseason went on, I realized that I'd lost the betting slip. Oh. Thankfully, they didn't win. But I also found out that you can place a lost ticket claim.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
When it comes to money, Corey said, I hit a taxable jackpot for $4,000, made it home with 3,600 score, and remembered nothing else. The next day, I woke up with $600 in my pocket, could not find the other $3,000. I asked my roommate. He had no clue. Turns out, I put it in my old Nintendo because that's where I hid things when I was a teenager. Who's going to check inside of a Nintendo?
Wow.
How did you even find it inside the Nintendo?
Maybe wanted to play some Metroid or Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Got ready. He was blowing on the cartridge.
Thousands of dollars just start flying up in the air.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If Dave Mahoney and Ian were each on a magazine cover, what magazine cover do you think they would most likely be on?
Message deleted.
Well, it's time to find out what Audrey really thinks about us. Here we go.
You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Remember when we were talking about Ask Us in the other day?
Yep.
Oh, is that what's going to happen here?
GQ, fellas. Oh. I actually think that you would do great.
All of us on GQ?
You, just in your Tommy Bahama shirt over there, just like kind of like hovering over the Q, and then you, Dave, just kind of like lightly leaning on the G, and then Ian, you can just be like kind of like...
You can be kissing our asses on the cover of GQ. Oh, man.
No.
I would think Ian. I would pick Ian Cat Fancy for Ian.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Douche Weekly for Dave.
Nice.
Douche Weekly. I got my thumb ring and my frosted tips. Drop top Mustang, 6-cylinder.
And like the
Food Network?
Whatever
Food
Paula
Network?
Dean's magazine is.
Food Network.
For me.
Mahoney's the slightly less racist Paula Dean.
Yeah. Southern Living.
But fatter. Less racist, but more fatter.
Less racist, more rounded.
More fatter.
More fatter.
More fatter.
Man, I just don't get these people and these idiots that pass the buses with the red lights on. Figure it out.
Message.
Wait,
deleted.
I thought that was
it's illegal.
School buses, yeah.
You're an a-hole. If you think you're so busy or so important that the safety of innocent children who don't know any better, in some cases, you're just an a-hole.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, and
slow
you're about
down.
To, you could possibly catch a murder charge very quickly. So I would slow down and maybe stop.
I am a habitual speeder. If I'm on the interstate, I speed all the time. But if I'm in a school zone and it's like 15 miles an hour, I'm straight up going 15 miles an hour through that school zone. Now, the second I see the end of school zone thing and there's no kids around, I'm back to
you
the...
You open it up.
Ding, ding, ding. But I'm full on and I get mad at people that just go whizzing through those. I'm like, hey, man, pay attention. Like, there's kids around.
I don't even think I've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
It's
the worst.
Idiots.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Tell me this. Do you guys ever go home after ordering some food and dress it up? Bought some either fast food or took some food home up at your house or whatever. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Message deleted.
That defeats the purpose of fast food. Why am I going to dress it up do more stuff to the food when the purpose of fast food is so I don't have to do anything besides eat?
He's right. I mean, because if you go to the store and you get some ground beef and you throw it on the grill at home, it takes just a couple of minutes to cook it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point of fast food is the convenience of it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had the energy to go get ground beef, I'm gonna make tacos at home or burgers at home myself.
When's the last time you cooked at home?
I mean, who knows?
Yes.
6 months?
6 months?
Maybe.
What'd you make?
Grilled cheese?
No way.
It's a good grilled cheese.
You're just such a toddler.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, some news coming down this morning. At 70 years old, Eddie Money sadly has passed away. Don't you do it.
What?
She had this look on your face like you're going to say something about having two tickets.
Hey, you got one. Hopefully. Mahoney.
Come on, man.
Wow. What?
Yeah. As of this morning, Variety published the family statement. The Money family regrets to announce that Eddie passed away peacefully early this morning. It is with heavy hearts that we say goodbye to our loving husband and father. We cannot imagine our world without him. We are grateful that he will live on forever throughout his music.
The Money fan? Is that his real last name?
No. Actually, his real name is Eddie Mahoney.
Huh. It
wow,
is.
Wow,
really?
Edward
Joseph Mahoney.
His real name is Mahoney, and
no
your
way.
Fake name is Mahoney.
Oh, whatever. Get out of here. Your fake name is Mahoney.
He's related to Eddie Money.
My long-lost father?
Dad?
Hell of a song, though, man. You know?
Yeah, Take Me Home Tonight, all that stuff. Eddie Money.
Hell of a rocker.
Yeah, great stuff that he created that throughout the course of his life. And how many people get to say that?
Very few.
9 people hurt, 1 seriously, and a hot air balloon mishap just outside of Las Vegas yesterday. It's about 40 miles south of Las Vegas and Good Springs that it went down. One of the victims, serious injuries, expected to survive, though, so that's good. 8 others suffered minor injuries. About 9:25 a.m., about 3.5 miles north of Good Springs, police say the balloon's operator was trying to land when the basket tipped over, throwing 5 people out, including the pilot. The gondola then bounced around for a while for about a half of a mile, ejecting the rest of the passengers. They were taken to UMC, and they were treated at the hospital. Again, most of the people in it were just fine. But we talk about it all the time. Hot air balloons are incredibly dangerous, and they are flown by sky carnies.
Sky carnies.
They are not safe.
I always thought they looked so
peaceful.
Like, you just, like,
romantic.
You're driving down the street, and you're like, wow, look at that. That looks like that would be so fun. And
that's the other problem, is that people driving down the street start looking up in the sky. Now, all of a sudden, everyone down on the street is in danger, too, because they're taking pictures
up.
And videos out of their car window.
They are a nuisance. They are 100% a nuisance.
We had a guy call up and said that he used to fly a hot air balloon, and they do this thing called buzzing, where they'll intentionally get as low to the ground as possible to basically, like, kiss the ground with a basket, and then get it to lift back up.
No, I don't want any tricks, okay? I just want to just go up.
You don't want any tricks, but do you know who does? The sky carny who's flying your hot air balloon.
No.
He's trying to show off for you.
Yeah, there's not like a pilot's license that you need to be a hot air balloon
pilot
operator.
But you should.
Yes, because you've got people's lives in your hands. And how many accidents a year do we see that happen in hot air balloons?
Well, and some really
horrific ones. Way more than air crashes.
Do you remember the one that was down in Texas a couple of years ago where the guy was flying a hot air balloon?
Hit the power lines.
And he flew into power lines and killed everyone.
Oh.
And he was, he was drugged up.
Yeah, he was on a bunch of meth and everything
else.
Did he
survive?
Yeah. No. He fried himself too.
But other innocent people who thought that they were going to get a nice, joyful view of the city in a peaceful hot air balloon. No, man. Like, dudes, don't buy into that garbage hype. Do not take your chick on a hot air balloon ride.
Man. man, that stinks. Because if it was properly
regulated,
yeah, it could be a fun thing.
But it's not.
Yeah,
but it's not.
So a landlord has sued a Las Vegas strip club, alleging that the owner runs a brothel.
It's my hot body. I'll do what I want.
What? The can room.
Really?
Yeah. Which is anyone really surprised?
I mean, no. It's not the can room's not a brothel.
Yeah, sure.
No, probably not. I mean, I was in the can room, what, 15 years ago?
My man.
15 years
Were
ago.
You?
So
speaking what do you
from
remember?
Speaking from experience, I mean, it was not the, I would say it's not a classy establishment, but it didn't strike me as a straight up brothel.
Do you remember the aroma?
No, I don't. I
like, mean, you not only say that
we were drunk as hell when we already got there.
It's tied to memory. Do you think if you were to, like, walk into a smell?
Ugh.
No, I mean, like,
I want to imagine what the can room smells like.
Yeah, no. I mean, most strip clubs smell like sweat, desperation, and butt.
Like, 2 out of 5 stars on Yelp, the can.
2 out of 5?
2 out of 5.
Have you ever been there, Ian?
No, I have not yet.
Can you look through any of the reviews real quickly and tell me if you find anything interesting while I share this story? So the allegations were levied against the club's owner, whose name is Sam Aldebabe, whose decades-old strip joint behind the under-construction Resorts World offers world-renowned beauties in the buff.
Oh, well,
and dancers who provide a one-on-one attention you desire in our beautifully decorated rooms.
Oh, Hope left a review. She said, if I could give this place 0 stars, I would. So trashy. These white women on drugs who work there try to pimp you out. They tell customers they'll have sex with them, and you can't even talk to the customers. Don't go there. You'll regret it.
Sam allegedly employs a madam as part of his illegal brothel, according to these filings, and screens women for interviews and collects money from customers for different acts, and the club has VIP rooms with beds where employees must perform acts in exchange for compensation.
Do
they have rooms with beds?
You know, when you walk into a strip club that has an actual bed in there, that is sketchy as hell. Like, if we're going to do a lap dance on a bed.
Are we?
You need to fumigate it. There's probably bed bugs and springs popping out of the
mattresses. You know, I really hope that's a spring that's poking me, and that's not a bed bug.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Bug in a bed, Dave. So, technically.
Technically, it's a bed bug.
Technically.
I'm a crab, and I'm also, but I identify as a bed bug.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents The Internet is Awesome.
You know how people always talk about, what do we do before microwaves? What do we do before cell phones? Like, there's just certain things where you can't imagine your current life. I mean, like, we all have, how many computers in front? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 computers in front of you right now.
Are you counting your phone?
Counting my phone, yeah.
So I've got 3 in front of me. Audrey's got
2
in front of her. Ian's got 4 in front of him. You know, we're surrounded by technology. Did you ever live in a house? Did you ever live without a microwave, though, when you were growing up? Because we didn't get a microwave until
college.
I was like,
I didn't have one.
Like 8 or 9.
Oh, really? In college?
I didn't have one in college for a really long time. They're kind of expensive. If it doesn't come with it in an apartment, like,
back in the day,
cheap.
That when they first came out, they were like $500-$600 back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
in like 1980s.
You had to be fancy. But what was it like before? I'm just trying to remember what it was like before the internet came around and we had access to all of this absurdity, because like a big part of this radio show, let's not kid ourselves, is the absurdity. Like we find ourselves entertained by all of the madness that happens in the world,
right.
And not like, you know, the bad stuff that happens, but just like the silly people being silly. But we would never know any of this ever happened if it weren't for the glorious internet, which is what makes the internet so awesome. And we'll start today with a gentleman from Tennessee that just wanted to ride on the roof of his car. He was out celebrating, having a great time. And the police, of course, came along and ruined his fun.
Oh, no.
He had just gotten a job offer.
Mm-hmm.
He was delighting the locals. Meanwhile, police, being the killjoys that they are, ruined all his fun.
The people in the community, it didn't bother them. They were just like, wow, taking pictures. It just made their day. I was having fun, enjoying a joyful day. It was a birthday party and a celebration. We celebrating a great new job offer. I was riding in the parade, my own little parade. I shouldn't have been charged to ride on top of the car because they don't charge people when they're having parades.
I want to know what a buffet party is.
Nobody says a buffet party.
We were getting ready to have a buffet party.
I mean, that's it sounds like
Like a potluck.
A potluck on meth.
Yeah. A carny potluck is exactly what it sounds like.
A meth luck?
A meth luck.
Bring on
Take
your meth.
Choice yeah. of drugs. Just put it here in the bowl.
Just reach into the bowl and eat whatever you get a handful of. You'll have fun.
And it wasn't like he was driving around on the back of the Sebring convertible or even a Chrysler LeBaron convertible.
Or if you fancy, someone busts out the white Mustang.
Drops
that top down.
Or just like in the back bed of a truck. Yeah. Just like standing up there.
No, it was like a 1998 Camry.
Yeah, he was on top of a Daewoo.
Didn't even have a sunroof. Like, if you were sticking out of the sunroof, I'd have been like, okay, maybe.
No.
But you were just sitting on the side.
Planking.
man, I miss planking. This guy, not in such a great mood. At least when he got his food from the fast food restaurant, the McDonald's he was at, and it was cold. And so, of course, what does he do? He pulls a gun.
They paid for 5 hamburgers, and they felt that the hamburgers were not hot enough. So they sent them back, make some comments about, we don't play around with our food.
They didn't point the gun at me. They pulled it out and quote-unquote said, I do not play about my food.
They're upset about the food being cold?
Right. They're still there after the first car at the window.
They're going to eat jail food instead. They can always make a complaint, but it probably won't get any warmer.
So Mahoney yesterday was talking about blue blockers. How did those come up?
We were talking about
windbreakers in San Francisco.
And if I were to put on a pair of blue blockers while wearing a windbreaker, I could easily be mistaken for a
celebrity.
I was going to say mall cop. You know,
Paul Blart.
A slightly,
the only celebrity mall cop.
A slightly less athletic Paul Blart.
So just to see how all of these roads intertwine. So we were talking about a story in San Francisco. How there's homeless guys urinating on the shop owner's doors and he got bit. And that made us talk about the weather in San Francisco and how it's always jacket weather, to which Mahoney, of course, got self-indulgent and talked about how good he looks in a windbreaker with blue blockers. And that led us to the blue blocker rap from
Dr. Geek.
How many years ago?
This is from 1993. Which I was shocked that you had never heard this. Audrey had never heard this. No. Ian had never heard this. Our bossy Rossi had never heard this.
No, none of us.
I'm the only idiot who was up late at night watching Hercules, watching the infomercials after that.
I guess so, but I'm so glad you turned us on to it, because what a treat.
All right, now, I'm real fast. Let me tell you what I'm thinking, this shall come to pass. My name is Geek, I put them on as a shocker. Man, I love these blue blockers. Everything is clear, they block out the sun. Oh yeah, I gotta get me some. Everything is groovy now, no bull in my speech. This is what I do up and down Venice Beach. My name is Geek, I'm more than a hip hopper, and I'll be cheap if my blue blockers, yeah. Now, what I mean, yeah, these sunglasses are really, really keen. So there you have it, out there in TV land. Get you some glasses, that's sweeping the land. Remember what I said, now I'm a hip hopper, yeah. We'll get you some blue blockers. Mm. Nah, yep, this week. I'll see you later, I gotta make some money on the beach.
This is a guy who, I swear, they used this in the video for like 15 years. Like, blueblockers.com, Blue Blocker Sunglasses is still a website. They are up still selling blue blockers. Unfortunately, Dr. Geek died back in 2014.
Which, by the way, Ian pulled another clip from us of Dr. Geek.
He had some singles out there.
This one's called Crack, is that right?
Yes.
This is okay. His take on the crack epidemic of the 80s.
Oh.
Crack!
Yeah.
It's bad for you!
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Crack! It's bad for you. Don't do that.
I'm happy to report that my brother still lives in Venice Beach, right there in the middle of all of the weirdness, and it has progressively gotten even weirder over the years. There is somebody, I don't know who has this, baby grand piano that they store in the overnight, and then first thing in the morning, they wheel it out onto the little sidewalk at Venice Beach, and there's a bunch of hobos that just play this grand piano all day.
Are they good?
Some of them are.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're okay.
I kind of like that.
But where do you keep the grand piano? It's a grand piano.
That seems like a lot
it's
of work.
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
If you were wondering, Blue Blockers currently having a sale right now. 50% off your entire order. If you order within the next 2 days, 15 hours, and 25 minutes.
All right.
Thank God.
But they're clip
something
on.
To
they're,
do this
the
weekend.
Clip on blue
the clip
blockers.
On blue That's blockers.
A, those are the other regular blue blockers, not 50%.
Not on sale.
Not on sale. But you can get a pair for $29.99.
And finally, the internet is awesome this week. We did cover yours like we do every week.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, there was a gentleman that decided to cover Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends. And it's very fitting because Green Day, back in the headlines, are doing their Hella Mega World Tour. Everyone's all excited
the
about
new singles
that.
That's out that you probably don't even know that it's Green Day.
Doesn't really sound like Green Day. Nope. But this guy decided to do his own rendition of Wake Me Up When September Ends. And I've got to say, the original version is emotional. This one really tugs at the heartstrings. The original one's
a masterpiece. Yes. And whatever a level is above masterpiece, which I don't know what that would be, but that's what this is.
Maybe it's not even like a leveling up. It's just, it's a refurbishing of the masterpiece.
I think this is taking it to the next level.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's beautiful.
Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenching my pain again, becoming who we are.
See what I mean? I hate it.
Beautiful.
The joy, memory rests, but never forget what I lost.
We need to check on this guy's vocal cords.
Wake me up!
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand.
Lots of twists and turns in this story. The sounds of two women engaged in what was believed to be a fight inside of a Days Inn in Maryland led to a surprising sexual confession, a visit from cops, and gunfire. So two employees of the Days Inn in the Townsend area of Maryland received a call from one of the hotel rooms. They heard commotion in the background, sounded like a couple of people fighting. That led the security guard at the hotel, which I'm sure is, you know.
What a job.
High-profile position.
I mean.
Security guard at the Days Inn.
That's
Townsend,
right.
Maryland.
Uh-huh.
Officers responded to the hotel room, spoke to the two women, who said, no, we're not fighting. We're just having sex.
Okay.
The cops were like, yeah, sure you were. Time for you guys to leave. So they left, and then one of the women went back because she forgot her cell phone, which, you know, happens.
I mean, when you're engaged in these adult activities, sometimes you forget where you're...
Lost in the lust of passion.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Forget where your stuff may be.
So they were ordered to leave. They come back, and that's when she got into a fight with somebody at the hotel who worked there. And so naturally, she had a reasonable conversation. They let her in the room to get her phone, and that was the end of it. I'm just kidding. She pulled out a gun and pointed it at the hotel security guard, who then tried to take the gun away and wrestle her to the ground. During the chaotic scene, the gun shot, hit the door frame. A police officer from Baltimore County was nearby, heard the gunshot, ran into the Days Inn and arrested her, who allegedly bit the security guard during the incident.
Woo.
The woman denied purposely firing the gun, saying, if I ever intended to use a gun, I would never have missed my target. She was charged with attempted second-degree murder, first and second degree assault, and gun crimes.
I hate being a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning quarterback.
Uh-huh.
But if I don't want to tell the security guard from the Days Inn in Townsend, Maryland, how to do his job. Dude, if somebody pulls a gun on you at a Days Inn,
you're probably going to get shot.
Let them take whatever they want. It's not worth fighting them for.
It's not.
No.
It's just not.
It's really, you could take this entire Days Inn.
I think about
the whole place.
I think about that all the time. Do you guys ever think about that? Like if somebody came up to you with a gun.
Take it.
Like,
unless I'm in my car, then I'm running your ass over.
No, but like, let me take my kids out of the car and take the car.
Yeah.
Take the car. And should we swing by the ATM? I'll get you some cash too. Like just do not harm my children.
If I'm alone in my car.
Oh, then we fighting.
I'm going to try to run you over, which is what I don't.
I am expendable.
Like
I will run you down.
Like, I don't understand. Like, that's the one thing I don't like. When somebody's like right in front. This happened to one of our friends, like a crazy person. They didn't have a gun, but a crazy person was in front of their car of somebody we knew and was acting crazy and getting violent. So what did he do? What I think most people should do.
Run them over.
Run their ass. You are in a 3,000-pound vehicle that has several hundred horsepower. Run that ass over.
And then the cops showed up and they were like, oh, you ran him over? Yeah, you're good. He deserved to be run over.
Am I going to get dinged on? Is this going to be on the Carfax?
Do I have to pay the deductible? Tyler Black, a 28-year-old kid from Florida and also a substitute teacher, was arrested after Sarasota cops say that he was going to town on himself in a Walmart.
Oh, no. Why? Yep.
He got to the point where he finished the job, if you will.
Gross.
And then wiped his hand on a toy and then used his...
It was a lightsaber.
Yeah.
And the...
Then used his foot to try to rub it into the floor, which doesn't work.
I'm going to throw up everywhere.
Ugh. He did need some stimulation, so he got a 2010 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Do they still have? Well, did he bring it with him? He must have brought this with him, right?
It was like a collection.
Okay.
It was like one of those commemorative bound Sports Illustrated.
It had Brooklyn Decker on the cover. Do you remember how hot Brooklyn Decker used to be?
Gorgeous, yeah, of course.
When they confronted him, he said, yeah, I was just shopping for a toy for my daughter.
Oh, no.
They were like, no, you weren't. Would you like to see the video of you wanking it? And
oh,
so,
my God.
Sure enough, arrested him.
You have an impulse that just takes you over in the toy aisle. Like, you can't wait until you get home.
Just wait, get in your car. In the parking lot. Like, there's children around.
Or even the dressing room.
Anywhere but
that. The bathroom. There's a lot of places.
Except for the area in Walmart that is full of kids.
Yeah, the
specific child's aisle. Yeah. What? Gross.
Also, like, you think the day's in job of being a security guard of the day's in Baltimore is bad? Imagine being the cleanup guy at Walmart. They're like, well, somebody just wanked it on aisle 17. You're like... do you bust out the pink sawdust for that?
Yeah.
So, a couple of people got into an altercation. Also in Florida, this one, Pasco County. The man got bit by a woman, and he hit her with a light bulb, and this is all over him taking her broomstick. So things got a little out of control when she first poked him with the broomstick. Okay. He grabbed the broomstick.
Fair enough.
And she's like, you ain't taking my broomstick.
I mean, if you poke me with a broomstick, chances are I'm going to try to take it.
And that's when Kimberly Ruth Mann bit him on the arm. And then he grabbed, I mean, this sounds like something out of like a...
Home Alone.
Yeah, like he grabs a light bulb and is like, smashes it on her head.
Like Three Stooges style.
Really.
Or backyard wrestling from the 90s.
Yeah, so deputies arrested the 32-year-old. She now faces the charges for domestic battery because... she's the one that, you know, started out being aggressive by poking him with a stick and then biting him. Well, and she got taken to our favorite jail, the Land O'Lakes Jail in Florida,
buttery.
Pasco County.
Mm.
Delicious.
What a witch. I mean, what are you doing with a broomstick?
And how about this? A Florida man on vacation broke into a building in Albany.
Why did he
all the way up the eastern seaboard, this young man, Porter G. Denson Jr., 34, of Davenport, Florida. He traveled all the way up. Broke into the location, North Pearl Street, about 8:21 p.m. last Saturday. Police say that they arrived on the scene and they found damage to the basement office. A fire extinguisher had been used in the same area for no apparent reason. There was no fire. He just blasted it all over.
That is pretty fun.
Sounds pretty fun.
That is pretty fun.
Police say a worker in the building told troopers the suspect was naked and on an upper floor. Troopers say they found the clothes and his picture ID in them and then found the suspect running naked around on the street. He is charged with burglary and criminal mischief, both felonies. He is being arraigned in the Albany City Courts, and he was sent to the county jail.
Why does everybody get naked when they're on drugs?
It gets hot.
It gets hot, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun,
and
it's Ian. Fun. Are you speaking from experience?
And it's fun. Well, my biggest problem with this, like, I'm thinking if I was in this situation where I'm this guy and I'm running around naked, the biggest, like, I wouldn't be so much even worried about my junk. I would be worried about my feet. Like, if you're running around on the street... without shoes on or socks that hard asphalt. That's not good. That's not good for anybody.
Blisters.
Look at that hard asphalt.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I do like the smell of asphalt, like as it's being.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think it smells terrible.
I like it. I don't know. It's like gasoline.
I like gasoline. Start huffing gas. That's how we get
high. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney has proclaimed that this week he was perfect. It's time to find out if that's the case in an all-new blooper reel.
I don't think I blooped once. don't believe so. Not once.
Audrey, any predictions? Do you think Mahoney blooped at least once in this?
What did he say this morning that was so funny?
I didn't make it in.
Knowingly. Not knowingly.
Knowingly.
He knowingly was doing that, Your Honor.
Knowingly's a word.
No, it's not.
My internet's down, otherwise I'd check it.
Sure it is.
It is.
Uh-huh.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
My guess is whoever is running the Chick-fil-A Twitter...
This is not hurting Chick-fil-A's business.
No, it's
you
not.
And I both know that Chick-fil-A... This is not hurting Chick-fil-A's business.
No, it's
you
not.
You and I both know that Chick-fil-A...
No, it's like
women's
outside
bathrooms are
the bathroom.
Such a different look than guys' bathrooms. Like, I'm just glad when I don't go in and slip in a lake of urine. I'm just glad when I don't go in and Slip it a lake of urine. Slip it.
Don't, why are you trying to fake the front? Audrey and I.
It's fake
over
the
here.
Funk, not fake the front.
That's what I said.
No,
I said
you
fake
didn't.
The funk. Don't, why are you trying to fake the front? Fake the front.
That's where Trump's ex-wife was supposed to have her tower, right?
Yeah, that's where. I mean, well, that
I'm not even kidding.
No, it was Ivana Trump who.
Ivana Trump was getting the Trump.
No, it was Ivana Trump who.
Ivana
was
Trump. He told the detective that she wanted to kill her parents, and again the detective, and again the detective.
They're good eats too.
Gator is good.
Yeah, I'm reading Gator.
And Gators, if you go real fancy, you get Gator skin leather seats or Gator skin seats for your car. If you go real fancy, you get Gator skin leather seats or Gator skin seats.
I'm just glad when I don't go in and slip in a lake of urine again.
You go real fancy, get the skin seats,
slipping a lake of urine.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So the other day we were talking about Ryan's toy reviews and how they're under investigation by the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, because they have not been disclosing that many of their toy reviews are, in fact, paid for, meaning that they're not being upfront about where that money is coming from. Mm-hmm. If they're paid for, you have to disclose that, just like anything.
Hashtag ad.
Yeah.
Usually, it's that simple.
But now we're finding out a little bit more information, and I said this the other day, but just to reiterate, Ryan's family, he's a little kid. No judgment on him. His family sucks.
Yeah, they're exploiting their kid for money.
Yeah, I mean, and they've made a ton of money, $22 million this past year off of him.
Yeah, he was one of the highest grossing YouTubers in the world.
His parents are exceptionally obnoxious people. And it turns out that that his mom actually has a little bit of a history that we're just starting to find out now.
Really?
So his father is a former structural engineer. His name is Shion, I think is how you say it, S-H-I-O-N. He drives a $80,000 Porsche.
Porsche.
Yeah, I'm sure that he bought off of his son's money. That's pretty cool.
Gross.
And a large production studio the family bought for $1.2 million in 2017 in the Houston suburbs. His wife, who is credited for creating the channel, is a former high school chemistry teacher. She is 35 years old. Her name is Lone. But before his Ryan's World was created, Lone almost ruined her life when she was caught stealing. On June 28th, 2002, the then 18-year-old University of Houston student was caught shoplifting from a JCPenney department store in Houston and was supposed to. She stole $93 worth of stuff, which really isn't that much. They detained her and they charged her, and she could have been jailed for 60 days, the maximum sentence for a Class B misdemeanor. They were initially lenient with her, but then she didn't do the community service that she was supposed to.
So she was in college whenever she was, okay, well.
Yeah, I mean, she was younger. She made mistakes. We all kind of make mistakes, but I'm only bringing this up because I hate her. she served 30 days in jail.
So,
wow.
Yeah. I don't know what's more embarrassing, the shoplifting, that's whatever, but shoplifting from a JCPenney.
Right.
Ooh.
That's almost as bad as shoplifting from a Blockbuster Music.
I didn't even know there was something worth $93 in a JCPenney.
You have to like layer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I hope the FTC cracks down on them. Man, they're just, YouTube as a whole is just a cesspool of garbage.
It is.
All this stuff YouTube. Online. I like these smaller communities that are out there, you know, that that are outside of Twitter, that are outside of YouTube, because it's just everybody's angry, everybody's trolling, everything's fake and bought for. It's all these fake buys, fake views. I went back and I was like looking at some of the views on that, and 100% there are fake views.
They just came out today and said that, you know, how like YouTube has its music charts to determine what's popular in the country.
Yeah.
What counted towards that music chart was paid advertising buys /
views. Spotify does that too.
Yeah, but they're finally removing all of the paid for views.
Oh.
It's like, so in the business that we're in, right? We're in the radio business. We have nothing to do with the ratings. It's a totally outside company. Can you imagine if we could just pay Nielsen. Here's some money. Now we're number one.
Well, guess what? That's illegal.
That's payola. Highly illegal to do that. In fact, if you even sniff around with the idea of doing anything like that.
Instant job loss.
That's your ass.
That's your ass. We've seen people go down for that before because they have a neighbor that gets one of these diaries back in the day or whatever it may be. And it's hugely problematic.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I just got this. And I'm like, duh.
Stay away from me.
Yeah. I don't
want. Listen to what you want.
Yep.
What about
I got nothing
the flip
to do with
side
anything.
Of this, though? So YouTube children, right? Well, a lot of kids play video games. What about the Twitch? Parents who set their kids up with Twitch and like the whole gaming sphere of that, like, is that also kind of?
It's a little different, though, because that's like if the kids want to be on Twitch because they
enjoy
are good
the
at a game
games.
And they like
right.
it, then they're doing something they like. Like this whole thing with Ryan's toy reviews feels like they're really exploiting
their
kid.
Puppet.
Of course,
he's a puppet for him.
Hey, right. play with this toy. And
play
I
with
get
this
that,
toy and talk about it. I'm going to film you and then put it online.
But what happens if he likes the toys that he's playing with?
I'm sure that
like
he probably
flip.
Thinks he does. I just feel like it, that one day he's going to look back on this
kid.
And go.
Why?
And also, like we talk about how difficult it is for child stars to make it through that, to navigate that, because you get this really heightened sense of self-worth when you're a child.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to just being treated
normal.
Like a child.
Yeah.
Imagine being a YouTube star, like being 45 years old and being like, I was Ryan from Ryan's Toy Reviews. You know, you've blown all of your money or your parents have blown all of your money on Porsches and crap like that. You're like, ugh, these people, man.
I don't know about the Twitch stuff, though. Like, I don't know. I don't think I would let my kids play on a platform like that until they're older.
What age?
What's the age? Yeah.
18. Like,
no.
I mean, here's the
yes, you would.
I don't
sure
know, man.
16? You think 16's even still too young?
14.
Straight, you think you should let your 14-year-old stream? I don't think so.
Because here's the thing, there's interaction. There's interaction between.
There's no way to stop it.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Don't set them up in
Who
a room and give them all the equipment.
The
you have
money.
To buy the equipment.
You have the money. You would have to pay for all that. That's like, you pay for the internet, man. I don't know. I just think it's weird because it's like.
It's a lot easier said than done, I'll tell you that much. As a parent, when you're juggling five things and my 3-year-old daughter wants to watch video on my phone.
This is why I'm glad that this didn't exist when I was 14. Because you're not fully formed as an adult. You're going to say some stupid stuff, and now that stuff is going to be on the internet forever. So like that's the thing, one of the other reasons besides the creeps, but the fact that you could say some stuff on there that could really hurt you for your entire life moving forward, because everything is recorded now. Everything is in stone on the internet that you can't get away from if somebody searches your name.
Well, Dave, and to your point, though, we're talking about, you know, your kids, you have to buy them the equipment.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just using your phone and just like, hey, this is me playing a video game. That's totally different. That's a lot more innocent.
Playing
them doing that.
Fine.
Like, you know, everybody used to take like their parents like videotape recorder and like make funny like at home videos. That's kind of what you're saying. But you have to actually like have a camera that's decent. It's
Do
not
you guys
like you're
think
using
that we're
going
to get to critical mass and all this stuff, though? I mean, when it comes to the idea of. You know, there's negative video out there of you saying something stupid when you're younger, or here's proof of you doing, because the generation that's coming up, there's going to be something for everyone.
It's already happening.
Right.
They're already trying the gotcha culture on all sorts
of
things.
We were just talking earlier about the guy from that just got added to the cast of Saturday Night Live. He made a joke that was a racially insensitive joke.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how many years ago this was.
Last year.
But yeah, so they dug it up. And, you know,
just a year ago?
I think so.
He's a comedian, though, and he was trying to be funny, and it went off the rails.
Totally backfired on him.
They're trying to torch his career and get him not added to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, like, if we're getting to the point now where it's like...
Everything you say is offensive to somebody.
Because like, all the corporations for the last 5-6 years, while this has been happening, are just, like, instantly cut bait with people. You have to wonder if it's going to get to a point where they're like, look, everyone's got something.
Well,
everyone's got something.
It's not even that. It's are these people who are out here who are complaining, who are
the outrage culture,
social warriors,
who are protesting online, which you're not even protesting. Here's the thing: if you weren't a consumer of my product before, and you're going to stop using it, then you're that means nothing.
Yeah.
Like if you weren't using it before, and there's still plenty of people who are, and there's a market for that. I don't know. There's plenty. It's just gotten to the point where everybody's offended by everything, and now everybody is a monster.
Yeah.
And it's
everybody's offended on social media.
Yeah.
Not really necessarily in the confines of their own home. They don't act like they do on their keyboards, which is infuriating.
But there are real after effects that
there is.
And I don't know if businesses are going to if they're going to step up and say, you know what, we're not going to bow down.
Well,
to
we have seen some of that, and in which case.
People getting fired from their jobs for something.
We've seen the opposite, too, where companies are like, no, that's like, he messed up, he said he was sorry, that's it. And then everyone's like, oh, okay. Then they pack their bags up and they go get mad about something else.
Right. Yeah.
So Farrah Abraham, it's hard to believe that she'd make a mistake, the former teen mom. But she was, you know, this, you know, 9/11, obviously very emotional for a lot of people.
It's a day that,
remember forever.
Yeah, it's a sacred day.
And she of course wanted to get in on the action as well, and remembering 9/11 and everything that happened on that tragic day.
In honor of the Freedom Towers and the Observatory Deck and everything of 7/11, we are going to do this. Wow, look at this, guys!
So she was doing a video of herself at Ground Zero and talking about, you know, everything that happened on 7/11.
7/11.
I'm not even mad at her for, you know, it's a Freudian slip. You can easily do that. You know,
little backdoor mistake.
Yes, but don't upload that video. This wasn't like a TMZ gotcha. This is on her own Instagram.
Yeah,
recut the video.
Redo the video.
Recut the video.
I know your hair looks wonderful, but
on this topic, please, for the love of God, if you are creating a video on your Instagram and you have to say ums and uhs and it takes you 15 minutes to get a 1 minute sentence out,
you can redo
the video.
Redo it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have a question, guys. When was the last time you hit your head? Like, I can't remember the last time I really gave myself like a good knock.
Message deleted.
Oh, man. Last time I was on an airplane. You ever do that where you stand up to punk? Oh, God. Oh, and then, like, everyone's sitting there looking at you like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. So bad. The flight attendant's like four people in front of me. She's like, are you okay, sir? I'm like, fine. Just don't make it worse than it already is. It's kind of groggy on that flight, you know, sort of half sleeping. You stand up and punk.
For me, it was a cabinet.
Yes, a cabinet.
My cabinet door.
Oh, God.
Like where you open a cabinet.
And you hit yourself?
Yeah.
You smack yourself in the face?
No. The cabinet's open, but then you're looking at another cabinet.
And
then you look over.
Mine was like whenever I was like putting away dishes, bent down, put something up there, and then just like came up and the back of my head hit the corner of the cabinet door. It's the worst.
That sucks. But I'll tell you what, as a dad, you know, 3-year-old and a 10-month-old who's now starting to stand up, you know, like she'll prop herself up on things. 80% of my day is just palming my kid's head as they're about to stand up into something. I mean, both of them, you know, I'm just boom, no, watch it, just move it out of the way. There you go.
This face just smashed.
Just grab their face like a little mini basketball.
Like, I wish I could bomb a basketball like this. That'd be awesome.
I'd be so badass.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, Dave Mahoney. I had a question. Do you have a favorite commercial that just makes you laugh?
Message deleted.
Favorite commercial?
I like the guy. I think Geico really has been
some of them.
Most of them. I really like the Sonic commercials with the two guys in the drive-thru.
Those dudes are funny.
Those are funny. I mean, good advertising.
Like Bud Light used to have great campaigns.
Now they're just totally falling off.
Yeah,
you didn't like the Dilly Dilly.
No. I feel like
the WhatsApp back in the day used to be funny.
That's probably not meant for us.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You know, I mean, maybe
because we're older and more discerning, and we've decided on our.
Out.
Yeah.
We're not sitting in a bar going Dilly Dilly.
No.
Yeah, none of that.
I really like the 866 The Land.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you ever rip a fart when you're driving in your car and it impresses yourself? Like, wow, that was awesome.
Message deleted.
Agree.
I got my eyes closed so that neither of you look over at me for the question.
You're like my 3-year-old. Like, when she hides behind a pillow, but her legs are clearly sticking out. She's like, I can't see you.
You're not looking at me. I can't see.
Go ahead, man. Tell us the truth.
I mean, like, sure. I mean, it's never, I'm not ever like impressed, like, oh yeah, that was really great. That's the one that would have gotten my husband to roll down the windows. Like, no. But sometimes I'm like, oh.
Woo, hello, good morning.
If you have to roll down the window on yourself, that's when you know.
That's pretty bad.
You need to make some changes in your life and your diet.
Like, I gotta change my diet.
No,
man.
The worst ones are the shower ones.
The shower farts?
Because it just turns into like, it's all like never the goes humidity. Away.
It's yeah. like, it's like ass napalm.
Yeah. Ugh.
It is.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Your significant other walks in, they're like, said no chemical warfare. What's wrong with you? Oof. Then you can never get clean because you're bathing in it. It's in the air particles. It's in the water. Burn the house down.
It's that time of the week again.
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
I don't know if we necessarily deserve a drink, but we are.
Oh, no, we've earned it, my friend.
Have we?
Oh, yes.
A hard week.
Uh-huh.
You know, we actually put in a full week's work for once.
Look at us. You know, look at us go.
So nice, you know, and Audrey's, it's the first full week as a show all together without any of us missing any days.
Wow, so, it is actually.
So that's, yeah. So that's exciting.
What a great first week.
I know, we're so, well, I mean, even though we're like 3 weeks in, 2 weeks in, whatever, it is. It's a lot of weeks in.
It feels but, like 2 years, honestly.
Oh,
it
does, she's been here 6 days.
She's already got great care.
Forever.
She's riding around in a wheelchair now. Like, it's just, it's all over, man. She's giving up on life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. It's aged her so quickly.
It really has. It's like the presidential years. It's the you age in dog years when you have to sit in a room with us for several hours
instead
a day.
Of 8 years, it was one full week.
Well, we are celebrating, and this is a celebration ale. This is a beer that's going to be debuted for the anniversary party over there at Craft House, who've been a brewery in Las Vegas for 5 years now. Yep. So they're opening up a second location, and I've been a big fan of them. You know,
is
like
this the 5 year anniversary celebration? Is that what's going on?
This is one of that, and one of the beers that they're going to be debuting tomorrow out there is called A Sip.
Debuting. Whenever you start talking about beer, your brain starts thinking about the beer and stops thinking about the words.
Yeah, I gotta get through words so fast so I can drink this beer.
Yeah, I want to drink the beer. And the beer today is called A Sip for My Homies. It has 9.5% alcohol by volume, today being served from a 32-ounce growler. This is a special release that is coinciding with the 5-year anniversary party. It's a collaboration with Border X Brewing out of San Diego, which Border X, I love the, they kind of have an unofficial motto. So it's a beer brewery and a taco shop. So they've got beer in the front, tacos in the back.
Oh, nice.
Hilarious.
I mean, if you're going to combine two things, a beer shop and a taco shop into one, it makes a really good collaboration. But they stepped in and worked on this with the head brewer over at Craft House. The five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast, look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's all take a look at the Craft House A Sip for My Homies Double IPA. Dave?
Yeah, so it's got like a kind of a cloudy amber look to it.
Yep.
It looks clean. It doesn't have like a bunch of residue floating in it or anything like that. It's got a little bit of carbonation, not a lot.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is not, you know, you're not going to see a ton of carbonation with this being a draft beer that's coming from a crowler. If you hold it up to a direct light source, you do see the, like, a little bit of a goldenness in there and as well. So, like, a golden amber. Definitely some haze in there as well and a little bit of carbonation. The next category in beer for breakfast... The smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the A Sip for My Homies from Craft House.
I mean, the alcohol just punches you right in the nose.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this out for a little bit, so it has warmed up just a little bit. But, you know, what are you getting from the nose of this, Audrey?
Am I getting citrus?
Yeah, definitely some citrus in there.
Alcohol
and citrus, pretty good,
and some pine.
Yeah, you're getting that hop in there. You're also getting a good amount, I would say, of there's a little bit of like a backdoor sweetness in there as well that's coming from some of the malts.
I think that was one of Farrah Abraham's movies, right?
I was gonna say, there's lots of backdoor talk today.
Well,
it's Friday.
It is Friday.
9.5%,
and we're drinking at 9:30 in the morning, so.
We all know where this day is going to end up.
That's right. So let's all take a big old drink of the Craft House, A Sip for My Homies. It's been a good week, guys. See, you wish you could get that sound. Like, I'm a pro.
Because you don't have a case on your phone, you pervert.
I just tried to cheers mine with aluminum. It did not work well.
Cheers.
Dang, that was really good.
That's right.
You should save that for
future dings.
Yeah. Mm.
Dave, you are the biggest fan of IPAs here on the show. Your thoughts?
The alcohol punches you right in the tongue.
Yeah.
It really does. It balances out pretty nicely after that, but that initial like pop.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
If you're going in, this is your first one, it is a very strong taste. But I will say, I first tried this beer after I'd had like two or three beers, and it actually starts to drink real, real easy.
Really easy, yeah.
It starts to drink real easy.
So even now that I'm about halfway through this glass, because I've been cheating a little bit and sipping on this, but the first drink, it actually made me, I looked at you, Audrey, I was like, whoa, like it gets you, right?
Okay, open your
so
eyes.
You're saying that I need to go for the second sip now, because my first sip.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot in that first sip, whoa. So like you got to like really acclimate your taste buds.
The alcohol is overwhelming in the first sip, and then it really does balance out.
It does. Ian, your thoughts on the flavor of the sip for my homies?
Well, that first initial sip, honestly, it almost tasted like I was drinking something a little bit heavier, like a whiskey, like because it hits my tongue. And
I mean, 9.5% ABV is a lot. And like I said, none of us have drank anything, so we're going into this, This
speak for yourself. I've been fairly drunk all morning.
It reminds me of like
you got a little Bailey's in that coffee.
Yeah, I do. It's like a thermos of vodka.
When you wade into a pool, like the first time, you know, your shorts start to get wet.
Oh yeah. That's a great analogy.
Then you settle in nicely
because
after
you're in there for a little while, you're like, how did this feel uncomfortable? Like this is fine. But yeah, like when you're first going, you're like, good morning.
Sometimes I just like to jump in.
Just go for it.
Just jump in. Audrey, you're not a traditional. You like darker beers. You like stouts. You like porters. You like brown ales. Your thoughts on this double IPA now that you've had a couple drinks?
You have to be an IPA connoisseur, I think.
You think so? Okay.
To enjoy this because it is a lot of flavor. Like in that direction. Like,
yeah.
I could not drink much of these.
Okay.
Personally. I don't know if it's the vast amount of coffee I've already had and it's just not like really mixed well with my tongue, but it's a lot of IPA flavoring that I'm not really liking. I mean, it's just like a lot.
Okay, fair enough. For me, you know, there's a good malt base to this, which I feel like balances out a lot of the hoppiness in this. You do get a good, nice hoppy finish there at the end, but the malt sweetness is there, but there is... Like I said, early on, a good punch of alcohol, but that's no surprise considering, you know, you drink one of these, this is like drinking three Bud Lights, legitimately. So at 9.5% ABV, there is a lot of alcohol in this one. It's medium-bodied. The drinkability of this, I think after you have one or two, starts going down a little too easy.
Yeah, it's kind of dangerous. You know, you're talking about 9.5. You get through three of these beers, and you're going to be swimming.
Even by the time you're on your second one, you're feeling real good with that. So I would say this is a very enjoyable. It's not an everyday drinker for me, and like it's a beer you definitely need to be careful with, considering it does go down so easy. Once you start, you know, once it hits the lips, it starts going. But overall, I think this is a very enjoyable beer that will pair well with barbecue. And as the
barbecue,
as it starts to,
I can see that.
Cool. Oh yeah, this is definitely a barbecue beer. I mean, we're not talking like barbecue.
No, like pulled pork or something.
Yeah, this is not like you're sitting out next to the grill. Yeah. You don't want to drink this while it's a hot summer day next to the grill. I'm talking like, you know, a sit down restaurant or you've pulled some, you know, got some pulled pork and you're sitting
vinegar
down.
Pulled pork.
Yeah, you're with your family that you hate and you're just like, give me something strong.
That's right. So, Mahoney's, Mayor Scale Supremacy, I give the Craft House a sip for my homies. A 3.8 out of 5.
Beer for breakfast with Dave and Mahoney every Friday morning on X107.5. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
When's the last time you cooked at home?
6 months.
6 months?
Maybe.
What'd you make?
No way.
It's a good. That is my specialty. That's one of the very first things I ever cooked for my my wife when we went out.
That's how you won her
like,
heart.
Actually, when I was like, wooing her, like, because you know the story, like, we met And I was really, really drunk. And she was, she doesn't drink, so she was completely
she was
sober.
Really, really sober.
Yeah. And she didn't want anything to do with me. But I knew one of my friends knew one of her friends. And so
you stalked her on Facebook. It's not how every true love story starts.
Yeah, but one of the things...
This was actually the alternate plan for The Notebook. And then they decided to have a mansion in Charleston and change it just a little bit.
It was romantic. I was so overcome with love.
And instead of dying next to each other in bed, she's going
to
divorce you in 3 years.
To woo her?
Well, no, but so like when I was like, because it took her about, took me about a month and a half or so of like trying to get her to go out with me.
Atta girl.
And so I'm like writing, like, you know, we're texting. Like at first we're just like writing emails back and forth.
Emails?
And then, well, like Facebook. Facebook emails.
Okay, yeah. And then, DMs.
So, well, it wasn't a call. It wasn't a DM back then.
A message.
It was a message. You know, so I'm writing these things and like I was wooing her. I was saying, this is my like go-to, like come over, you know, if you come over sometime, I'll cook you the greatest one of these that you will ever have in your entire life. And, you know, it holds a very special place in my heart, Dave.
The fixings
so boo on you for trying to shame me.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just not surprised. I'm just pointing out that you have the eating habits of my 3-year-old.
Did you do it by itself or did you cook other things with it?
There was one other thing that came along with it.
Let's find a winner. X1075, good morning. What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, the correct answer is what?
Grilled cheese.
There you go.
Pickles.
Grilled cheese and pickles.
Oh, like some... You know that's a good meal.
Cold, crispy pickles in there? Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah,
not
that's
those
good.
Soft ones?
Oh, yeah.
Like they are now?
Oh, it happens as you get older, buddy.
I thought you were saying with a side of your pickle.
Well, that too.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.